愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们来看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
9. 马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter
9. 从三十五节到三十八节。
From 35 to 38.
我们用好几节的时间来学习这一段圣经。
We have used several sessions to study this passage.
耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Lord Jesus went about all the cities and villages.
就是他要把福音传遍当时他所能够达到的地方。
His purpose was to spread the gospel throughout all the regions.
今天我们要在我们地方教会看我们负担的范围在哪里。把福音传遍那个地方。
Today, our purpose is the same: to look at our local church and our community there, and to spread the gospel throughout that community.
所以我们就发现有一些未得之地。
And so we find that we have a lot of land that is yet unconquered.
那这是我们要努力去攻占的。
And that is why we need to go in battle.
那要走遍各城各乡，第一个要时间。
And so, in order to walk through all cities and villages, first we must take time.
所以做宣道工作要时间。
And therefore, to do evangelism work requires our time.
一个人从慕道到他可以独立，大概要两三年的时间。
From a person who is a non-believer to a converted and stable Christian, he needs 2 or 3 years.
所以一个人要做宣道工作，要带领这个慕道朋友，要准备花两三年的时间。
And therefore, for any of us that chooses to evangelize, we need to be ready to spend at least 2-3 years with this person.
第二个，要走遍各城各乡需要有体力。
And secondly, in order to walk through all cities and villages, we need to have strength.
那我们要服侍神，需要有刚强。有力量。
And so in order to serve God, we need to be strong and bold and courageous.
以弗所书说，让我们里面那个人刚强起来。
And so that our inner man may be strengthened with all might.
我们才有办法负责任。
That we can take on the responsibility.
那主耶稣宣讲天国的福音。
And when Lord Jesus preached the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
英文叫做宣讲天国。
And he's preaching about heaven.
那福音是神的大能。
Now we know that a gospel is the great power of God.
能够改变现况。
It can transform all the current circumstances.
传福音可以改变我们自己。
And even preaching gospel can change and transform ourselves.
传福音可以改变教会。
And preaching gospel can transform a church.
传福音可以改变听到福音的人。
Preaching gospel can transform those who hear a gospel.
所以福音的力量非常大。
And therefore, the power of the gospel is great.
我们要参与传福音的工作。
And therefore, we should devote ourselves into this ministry.
那主耶稣看见这么多人，就怜悯他们。
And when Lord Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion.
一个传福音的人，最重要目标就是要效法主耶稣。
And today, our purpose, why we evangelize, is because we want to follow and imitate Christ.
效法什么？
And what do we imitate?
第一个，看到主耶稣所看到。
We shall be able to see what Lord Jesus sees.
这个就是眼睛要得开。
And this is that our eyes may be opened.
第二个，要感受主耶稣所感受的。
We must feel what Lord Jesus feels.
这要被神的爱充满。
And in order to feel this way, we must be filled with the love of Christ.
第三个，要做主耶稣所做的。
Thirdly, we must do what Lord Jesus has done.
就是去传福音，这是动力，主耶稣传福音的动力。
Which is to go out and preach, and this is the motivation factor behind us.
所以整个传福音的工作其实是主耶稣在做，透过我们。
And so actually the whole evangelism work that we do is actually Lord Jesus using our hands and feet to do all the work.
那今天这一节我们来看三十七节。
Let's look at verse 37.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
教会如果没有目标，没有理想，教会没有什么事情。
And the church does not have a dream, and they have nothing else to really do.
啊, 就是聚完会门说起来，下一次再来聚会开门, 就这样而已。
Because then all their work will be just customary opening the doors and closing the doors.
但是如果我们教会有理想，有目标, 事情做不完。
If our church has an ideal, a dream, and a purpose, then we will be able to accomplish many things.
啊, 主耶稣教导, 啊, 托付门徒两个使命。
Our Lord Jesus commissioned, gave a great commission to his disciples.
第一个,
firstly, you must feed my sheep.
第二个,
secondly, you must go out into the world and preach the gospel to the whole world. And these two great commissions have also been laid upon the churches today.
因为主耶稣在天上,
because Lord Jesus is in heaven, but his body is on earth.
但是有时候在教会很忙的事情当中, 迷失了，忘记了教会最重要的两件事情。
But in the busyness of church work today, we have lost what is the true purpose of our mission.
就是牧养传福音。
Which is to pastor and to preach.
那我们怎么知道有时候教会会迷失呢？
How is it that we know that sometimes churches have gone astray or lost?
比方说这个教会在带领教会最重要的这个单元就是职务会。
The greatest leadership in the church is the council members.
那有时候我们在参加职会，我们当中很多人都是职会的人员。
Many of us here are council members in our local churches.
开两个钟头的职会，到底多少时间在谈到牧养跟宣道？
If we were to actually spend 2 hours in conference, what do we really talk about, and how much time do we really spend on evangelism and pastoring?
大部分的职会都是在讨论宣道跟牧养以外的。
Most of the time, these council meetings are occupied with things that are outside of pastoring preaching.
其实从圣经看起来，所有总务、财务、其他所有的工作都是支援宣道跟牧养。
And if we look at all the functions of the church, it's really to support the main functions of pastoring preaching.
所以这两个工作是整个职务会的重点。
And therefore, this should be the main emphasis and focal point of the council.
所以应该花更多时间、更深入的去研讨。
And so much time and devotion should be in discussing these two topics instead.
那这个目标如果模糊, 我们整个教会的方向就模糊了。
Now, if these goals are blurred, then our direction of the church is now blurred and straight.
所以主耶稣升天以前对门徒交代什么?
And so before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, what did he commission his disciples?
38节。
Let's look at verse 38.
求庄稼的主打发工人。 去收他的庄稼。
Therefore, pray the Lord of harvest send out laborers into his harvest.
有时候我们在开会，比如NCC都一样， 好多人啊， 什么议案都不讲话， 一提到预算， 话讲不完。
A lot of times when it comes to matters, not many people have any opinions, but when it comes to budgets, everyone starts to speak.
可见这个钱还是最容易引起人的关心。
And this is the same in council meetings or NCC, so it appears that money is a very sensitive topic.
但是其实我们在教会里面最需要关心是人的灵魂、灵性。
But actually, in our church matters, the most important thing is to concern the souls.
那主耶稣就说要求庄稼的主打发工人收割庄稼。
Therefore, it says here, therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest send out laborers into his harvest.
这里就提到人从哪里来， 那人要怎么运用。
Here it speaks about where the workers will come from and how to use these workers.
那这里就是我们地方教会的宣道工作要怎么做。
And this is speaking about how we should plan our evangelical work in our local churches.
那一般地方职务会的组织， 大概都是有 负责牧养的，负责宣道。
The usual functions in local church is to have two main functions of preaching and pastoring.
那宣道组一般都是在这个负责宣道的下面。
And the preach evangelism work is under the evangelism chair.
那在这个职务会负责宣道人带领之下来组成一个小组来推动教会的宣道。
And under this evangelism chair, there should be an evangelism team to push forward the work of evangelism.
那这个宣道小组会带动整个教会的宣道事工。
And this evangelism team should spark the entire work of the church.
那我们就来想到底谁要 参加这个宣道小组。
And let's think about this. Who should be part of this evangelism team?
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第一章十二节
Verse 12
一直到十四节经读
To verse 14 Then they returned to Jerusalem from Mount Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey, 13. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot.And Judas, the son of James, verse 14, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, Mary, mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
这个十五节提到那个时候一直在祷告求圣灵，在楼上求圣灵有120个人。
Verse 15 says that at that time there were about 120 people that was in the upper room praying for the Holy Spirit.
这个就是整个使徒教会的核心人物。
This represents the unified members who are in unity in the church.
核心啊 core member.
The core members of the church.
我们整个教会的执会也就是教会的核心。
And our local church councils is also our core members of the church.
那宣道组就是宣道这个工作的一个核心。
An evangelism team is also the core members of evangelism work.
那这里面有三种人。
And there are three types of people here.
第一种人就是主耶稣所训练的使徒。
First type is the disciples, those who have been trained personally by Lord Jesus.
就是他有身份的。
They have
有职分的。
Status or position.
Role. 可能不是 position, 职分。
They have a sacred duty.
Yeah. 那这个职分就是责任。
And the sacred duty is their responsibility.
Oh.所以身上挂有职分的，你说宣道我没有，我不需要，这个讲不通了。职分就是责任。
And so, sometimes people say I don't need a title, but actually having this sacred duty is important, because it means responsibility.
那被选做教会负责人，这个就是责任。
And to be elected as a church council members, this in itself is responsibility.
当然能够服侍神这是一种恩典。
And to be able to serve the Lord itself, it is a blessing.
如果我们在教会服侍神，我一直觉得哇，我牺牲很大。
And if today we feel like every time we work serving the Lord, that we are sacrificing of ourselves.
这是对神不认识。
Then this is a misunderstanding of God.
我们在服侍神谈得到牺牲吗
？When we're serving the Lord, can we speak of sacrifice?
如果我们想到神的伟大。
We think about the almightiness of God.
我们只是一粒微尘。
We are just but dust.
神愿意用我们，这是神的恩典。
And for the Lord to be willing to use a speck of dust.
所以保罗说，我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩典。
And so when Paul says, the man I am today, it is through the grace of God.
所以如果我们能够被神用，把它当作恩典，我们怎么牺牲，我们都感谢神。
And so if we're able to be used by the Lord, we treat it as the greatest blessing of our life, then we'll always be thankful and joyful.
但是要把它当作恩典，对神要有认识。
In order to treat it as a blessing, we have to really know God.
所以下面说有几个人。
And here it mentions several people.
在十四节。
In verse 14.
几个妇人。
And there are some women.
如果从四福音里面，这个妇人都是得过神的恩典，好像摩大拉的玛利亚。
We see these women mentioned in four gospels are all ones who have received great blessings from God.
她是感恩的人。
And they are women who are grateful to the Lord.
一个人如果感恩了，你发现他不需要人叫他做什么。
If a person is very grateful to the Lord, you don't need to tell them to do anything.
因为他觉得神的恩典很大，他就是要做一些事情来报答神。
Because they have felt the great love of God in their lives, they just want to do something to repay the love of the Lord.
好像十个长大麻风的得医治。
Just like the 10 lepers that were cleansed.
九个不见了。
And 9 disappeared.
只有一个人回来归荣耀给神。
Only one came back to give glory to God.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他觉得我今天麻风得医治，这是主耶稣，所以我第一件事情就是要来感谢他。
Because he recognized the reason he is cleansed and healed today is all because of Lord Jesus Christ. So he must first give thanks to God.
那这样的侍奉是很有动力的。
And this type of servitude is full of power.
所以抹大拉的玛利亚，她七个鬼被赶出去以后，她不但跟从主耶稣，服侍主耶稣，她把自己的财物都拿来供给主耶稣的需要。
Therefore, Mary, who had seven demons cast out of her, not only did she follow the Lord to serve Him, but she gave all of her finances to be able to support ministry.
因为魔鬼出去以后，她觉得今天的我是新的。
Because the demons were cast out, so Mary knew that the life that she has now was given by the Lord.
都是因为主耶稣。
Because of this new life was all because of the Lord Jesus.
所以她可以为主耶稣牺牲。
And that is why she's willing to give up her life.
好，那第三种呢？
Let's look at the third type of people.
耶稣的兄弟，还有主，当然是包括主耶稣的母亲了。
A brother of the family of Jesus and his own mother.
主耶稣的母亲是对主耶稣认识最清楚的。
The one who understands Lord Jesus the most would be his mother, Mary. Because she recognized that he was truly God.
所以今天如果我们认清楚我们在世界上做圣工就是在服侍神，我们会很宝贵。
And so today if we truly recognize our servitude is actually serving the high mighty Lord in heaven, then we will truly be grateful.
所以我们在教会这个宣道小组可以包括在教会有职分的，包括对神的恩典很有感受，还有包括认识服侍神这些价值的。
And so who should be in the evangelism team at church? It will be those who have the sacred duty at church who have been assigned. Secondly, it will be those who are grateful to the blessing of the Lord. And thirdly, anyone who has the heart that is moved by the Lord to join.
那这样的侍奉我们就会看到他们的侍奉里面动机很强。
Then this type of servitude should become a powerful force in the church.
那这个宣道小组最怕就是选一群人因为没有人选到我，选到我，我这个是不得已的。其实我也很忙啊。
What we fear is that these people were actually compelled, compelled to join the evangelism team, even though they didn't want to, or they were just because they didn't know other choice.
那个里面没有一个动机在里面，没有一个动力。这个服事只是外表的。
If there is no motivation within their hearts, then anything they do on the outside is just for show.
那有一天这个卸下宣道组感谢神。
And then one day they are no longer having the assigned roles to do evangelism, they will be really relaxed.
其实我们能够被神用，这个是感谢神。
But actually we should treasure the fact that Lord Jesus is willing to use us.
好，我们再来看提摩太帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, Timothy to the church of Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们实际在做宣道的时候有宣道的小组。
So when they were actually evangelizing during the apostolic times, they had the evangelism a small team.
那这里讲保罗、希拉、提摩太。
Here spoke about Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy.
这个代表三种不同背景的人。
And this represents three characters from three different backgrounds.
希拉是比较传统的。
Silvanus was from a traditional Jewish tradition.
可能是土生土长犹太人文化长大的。
He was grown up in the traditional Jewish culture.
那保罗当然是犹太人，但是受过加玛利教育，他精通两边的文化。
Paul was a Jew of Jews. He has been brought up under the tutelage of Gamaliel. He is well educated.
那提摩太是在外地成长的一个犹太人。
And Timothy was a Jew that grew in the Gentile regions.
所以我们这整个教会要做宣道工作最好宣道小组有不同背景的人。
And so for the people to join our evangelism team, we are looking for people from all various backgrounds.
比方说在美国，你不能够说这个是美国，只有讲英文的可以参加，其他都不需要。
And so we should not exclude certain people from the evangelism team. For example, we should not say because we're in America, we're only looking for English-speaking evangelism team members.
有的是在真耶稣教会从小长大的。
And there are those who have been grown up since their birth in the church.
我们可以在他身上看到什么？
And what can we see from these people?
如果他真的是从小很认真在拜神，你可以看到精神，真耶稣教会的精神。
if they really sincerely follow God in their faith, you can see the mindset of these people that's very inspiring, that they've grown up in church.
对真教会的这一种执着, 哦, 它不会改变的。
And their concept and conviction of the true church shall never change.
哦, 那这个是教会的宝贝。
And these people are the treasures of a church.
哦, 这个, 所以这个是值得用的。
And therefore they should be an integral part of this team.
那另外一个就是, 哦, 两边文化都很熟。
And then second type of members, we look for people who are versed in both cultures.
那第三个就是在这边长大。
And thirdly, we'll be looking for people who have grown up here.
所以一个小组里面如果有不同背景的人, 我们对一个事情的看法会比较平衡。
And so if in this small team, we have people that come from different backgrounds, then we'll have more of balanced outlook in all our decisions.
但是到最后归结起来, 这个小组要有力, 还是跟灵性有关。
But to conclude, in order to, for this team to really have power and effect,
因为这个力啊, 不是世界上你有什么才能。
It has to do with the power of the Spirit because this is not something that you earn from this world.
圣经里面在描写神这个摩西在拣选一些人来帮助他。
And so when Moses was choosing those that will be capable in helping him with his holy work,
他圣经描写说这个有才能的人其实就是敬畏神的。
And the Bible records that he looked for people who were gifted, which meant that they were those who feared the Lord.
好, 我们先看, 啊, 使徒行传第六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 6. 啊,
使徒行传第六章,
Acts chapter 6.
啊, 第三节,
verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
其实, 这三个条件普遍应用在我们教会用人的一个原则。
Actually, these three prerequisites have always been applied to every role and function in our true church.
好名声, 好名声从哪里来?
Which is to first have good reputation. Where does that come from?
保罗说, 告诉提摩太,
And Paul told Timothy,
不要叫人小看你年轻。
Do not let others despise you because of your youth.
要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上做榜样。
By in word, in deed, in faith, in purity, in everything, be an example to the others.
这个好名声其实是用earn，用英文来讲说是赚来的，不是生来就有。
So having good reputation is something that is actually earned through our conduct.
我们在这个五个方面都比别人好。
In these five areas, we can be better than all of others.
那这样啊, 哦, 别人就会, 啊, 觉得说我们灵性有在成长,
then others can see that our growth in spiritual life, and then they can see that we are growing spiritually.
你在圣经里面找不到神用一个名声不好的人。
And in the Bible, you cannot find God uses someone who has bad reputation.
所以第一个好名声。
And so firstly, we must have someone with good reputation.
第二个圣灵充满。
Second criteria is to be full of the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵充满有很多好处。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit has many great benefits.
真的圣灵充满, 他是被神的爱充满。
Someone who is truly filled with the Holy Spirit is actually filled with the love of God.
所以圣灵的果子, 第一个就是仁爱。
And that is why the first fruit of the Spirit is love.
因为圣灵把神的本性爱浇灌在我们当中。
Because the Holy Spirit pours the love of God, the essence of God, into our hearts.
没有被圣灵充满，有时候我们要牺牲， 真的觉得很难。
And if we don't have the love of God filled within, then it's very difficult to sacrifice ourselves.
因为我们的爱是有限的。
Because our love, human love is limited.
牺牲到一个程度之后, 你就发现很勉强。
Once we sacrifice to a certain point, then it's very forceful.
那圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
But then when the Holy Spirit pours the love of God into our hearts,
那我们就会觉得这个牺牲是很自然的。Then
it will be very natural for us to lay down ourselves and sacrifice.
比方说我们看一个妈妈生孩子,
For example, when we see a mother giving birth to a child,
为小孩子牺牲好多。
She's willing to give everything for this child.
那从哪里来? 从爱来。
Where does that come from? It comes from the force of love.
一个不够，生两个，再第三个。
Sometimes they will not only give love to one, they could give birth to a second and third.
因为他有爱。
Because the mother has love.
所以这些担子都变成，虽然很辛苦，但是他就觉得这个带给他很多喜乐。
And all these burdens become bundles of joy.
所以当我们被圣灵充满有爱，我们去带领慕道者，当然这个是有时候是很辛苦了，但是你会觉得你会里面有一些喜乐在里面。
And so when we take care, follow up with true seekers with a heart of love, it actually brings us a lot of joy.
好，那第二个圣灵充满很容易同心。
And the second benefit of being filled with the Holy Spirit is to have a mind of unity.
你会发现，如果两个人有办法跪在同一个地方祷告半个钟头，很难说不会同心的。
And so if you find two people that are willing to kneel down together, pray for half an hour, you find that it's very difficult not to have a mind of unity.
No, 那个不同心有一个表现，就是他没有办法在一起祷告。
And those who are in disunity, the first most obvious thing is that they cannot kneel down and pray together.
所以这个，你说整个职务会如果真的被圣灵祷告，是被圣灵充满，很容易同心。
And so if the entire council of the church is praying and filled with the Holy Spirit, they should be filled full of unity.
最明显的例子。
And the most obvious example.
如果我们从80年代就参加美国 NCC 会议，大家都看得很清楚。
In the 80s, United States, during the NCC meetings, it was very obvious.
那个时候说从 Thanksgiving 开哦，礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天，开四天。
We would have 4 days of NCC meetings from Thursday to Sunday.
有时候看到半夜。
Sometimes we will have our meetings until it's midnight.
你如果从世俗的角度来看，哇，这里面都是人才啊，博士、硕士。
And if you look from the worldly perspective, there are so many talented people there. There are so many PhDs or people who are well accomplished in this world.
但且这些世俗的条件就让会议讨论不完，大家都带着一把刷子、一把理想来，这都不一样啊。
But because everyone comes with their background that they actually interferes with the unity of the meeting.
所以以后就开始 NCC 要禁食祷告。
And so later on, we started to have fasting prayers at NCC.
那开始推行禁食祷告，这个开会越来越短。
And after we started fasting prayers, then our days of meetings became shortened.
要好是这个议题没有办法解决把这个推到祷告会完，很快几分钟就解决。
Anything that we were unable to resolve, we would push it to after the prayer meeting was over, and then we find that everything was resolved in a matter of minutes.
所以这个圣灵充满非常重要。
And so to be filled with the Holy Spirit is very essential to the work of God.
第三个，这个圣灵就是火。
And thirdly, the Holy Spirit is fire.
如果一个教会找不到人做工，很可能这个教会没有被圣灵充满。
And in this church, if you're unable to find workers, it is probably that this church is not filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是火，会让人心里火热。
Because Holy Spirit is like fire, it will burn and kindle the hearts of men.
所以这第二个条件。
And so this is the second criteria.
那第三个条件就是智慧充足。
And third criteria is wisdom.
就是我们对事情的看法能跟神看法一样。
It is that our perspective can be aligned with the perspective of God.
那这样，我们教会的方向不会偏。
And the direction of a church should not be strayed.
比方说。
For example.
我们看到现在很多的教会如果他要吸引年轻人，一定会堂里面有鼓有锣。
A lot of mainstream Christian churches today, in order for them to attract the younger generation, they will have a rock band.
所以他的聚会很热闹。
So that their services are full of noise and clamor.
现在这个时代没有用这一条路，没有办法吸人。
Because in this day and age, it's very difficult not to use this type of method to attract youngsters.
但是，我们看我们教会里面在吸引人到底是什么
？But in our church, what are the tools for us to attract others?
到最后是真理跟圣灵。
It is comes down to truth and the Holy Spirit.
还有神的爱。
Thirdly, is the love of God.
这个三个。
These three things.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
神就是道。
God is truth.
就是这个。
The way and truth and life.
所以我们有属灵的智慧，我们在带领教会方向才不会偏。
And when we have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, then when we lead the church, we should not go astray.
所以有时候我们在讨论教会的事情，最难的是看法不一样。
And a lot of times in our discussions, we have conflicts because we have different perspectives.
那教会是神的事情。
But actually, it matters to the church or matters of God.
所以看法跟神一样就对了。
So as long as we have the same perspective as God, then we should be consistent.
那怎么看法跟神一样，就是属灵的智慧。
And so how can we have the same viewpoint as God is to have a spiritual wisdom.
所以我们看使徒教会他们在用人，到最后灵性是最重要。
And so we see how these, the apostolic church used people at the very end is they align the Holy Spirit.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's look at Galatians.
加拉太书
Galatians
第一章
Chapter 1
第二章
Chapter 2
第二章第九节
Verse 9 And when James, Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me
这个第九节说使徒教会有三根柱子
Here speaks of the three pillars of the church in apostolic time
其实就是人彼得雅各约翰
Which is people, and that is consisting of James, Cephas, and John.
那他为什么用柱子来形容
And why does he use the word pillar to describe them?
这个柱子就是承担重量，是很稳定的。
These pillars are stable and firm, and they're able to take a lot of pressure.
所以这个宣道小组里面要有柱子。
And so in this evangelism team, there must be pillars.
是很硬的，不会倒的，能够承担责任。
They're stable. They will not fall, crack under pressure.
宣道工作如果没有办法做好，有时候是这个小组里面没有柱子。
The reason why a lot of evangelism work cannot be successful is because there's no pillars in the evangelism team.
不敢承担责任，被压，被怎么一推就倒了。
There are those who are not willing to take on the responsibility of the burden, and once they've been pressured, they immediately crack.
所以。我们在看那个911啊，世贸大楼为什么会倒？不是被飞机撞倒的。
When we look at the building collapse in 911, it's not because they were crashed by the planes.
是那个汽油开始燃烧以后，它所有的柱子都是钢铁的，一烧一软化，整个就好像坐下来。
And so when the it's actually from the fire burned the steel, and the steel melted, and when the structure melted, then the entire building collapsed.
那个柱子失去力量，就整个就下来了。
So the pillars of foundation were weakened, and that's why the entire building collapsed.
所以我们在属灵的侍奉上要靠着神的恩典刚强。
And so in spiritual servitude, we must rely on the mighty grace of God to be strong.
因此保罗交代当时保罗教导在提摩太要在神的恩典上刚强。
And that is why Paul exhorted Timothy to be strong and bold in the word of God.
为什么要加上神的恩典
？What does it say in the grace of God？
因为我们人真的没有办法做什么。
Because as humans, we really are very weak.
只有神能做什么
？Because only God can do something.
所以神能做什么？这个就是神的恩典。
And so if it is God can do something, it is through the grace of God that we're able to accomplish anything whatsoever.
因此如果我们带慕道者来
And therefore, when we bring a true seeker to church,
我们做越多越谦卑
The more we do this, the more humble we become.
为什么？好，你多厉害，现在一个慕道者来了，你讲给他，讲到他愿意洗礼，看你有办法。
Why? Because if you were to bring a newcomer,is it through your talent of speaking that you're able to persuade them, convince them so that they can believe?
做越多你越谦卑这个我可以讲他会不会信这个我没有办法
No, because after doing evangelism work for a while you realize that no matter how much you do it's really not up to you it's up to God to make this person believe
但是如果神感动他他马上可以信
Because if God is willing he can move their heart and they will be willing to believe
那神感动他这就是神的恩典
And when God moves their heart that is the grace and blessing of God
所以我们可以刚强，我还是可以继续下去。因为如果神的恩典降下来，他就会信啊。
And the reason we can be strong as pillars today is because of the grace of God. If God abides with us, then there's nothing we shall fear.
其实出埃及的第一年，他们就已经走到迦南地旁边了。
For the first year of the Israelites, they've already reached the borders of Canaan.
但是为什么不敢进去?
After the Exodus, but why did they not dare to enter into that country?
这么好, 一串葡萄, 两个人台, 为什么不敢进去?
Such a wonderful land that even the grape, one cluster of grapes has to be carried by two men. Why is it that they're not willing to take of this land?
那城墙这么高的我怎么有办法?
And they think about all the obstacles they face. The walls are so high, how can we attack it?
那个人这么高大，我们还像蚱蜢一样，我怎么有办法?
If these people are so tall, we're just like grasshoppers in front of them, then how can we fight them?
到40年以后，他们真的进去了。
But after 40 years, they really went into and conquered the land of Canaan.
耶利哥怎么倒？不是他们打倒的。
How did Jericho fall? It was not through their human efforts.
是神让它倒下来。
It is God who made the wall collapse.
那些强族是什么被攻败的？
And who was the one that defeated all these great giants?
神把它打败的。
It was God who defeated these Anakites.
这个叫做靠主刚强。
And so this is what it means to rely on the Lord, to be strong and bold in the Lord.
所以我们在做宣道工作，其实要刚强，但是是靠神的恩典，不是靠我的背景，我在世界上有什么。
Therefore, when we do evangelism work, we must be strong and bold and courageous, but not because of our own human strength, but by the grace of God.
那这个宣道小组要跟职务会配合。
Now the evangelism team must coordinate and work in coordination with the council.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为这个教会的大环境一定要改变。
Because the church environment must change and accommodate.
那这个慕道者来才能够融进来，才能够停得住。
And that's how the truth seekers can come in and blend with the rest of the community of believers.
如果这慕道者没有办法融进我们教会的团体，即使受洗很容易流失。
And if these newcomers, newly baptized, is unable to become a fabric of the church, then it's very easy for them to be lost.
所以怎么改变教会这个身体的体质，这个是职务会要做的。And
so for this church, the body of Christ, to be adapted into a new condition where we can receive newcomers, this is something that council needs to focus on.
教会到底是什么在吸引人?
And so we need to focus on what it is that really attracts people to the body of Christ.
这是一个问号。
And this is a question.
如果教会是活动在吸引人,
if it is through our extracurricular activities that is attracting newcomers,
活动停止，人就走了。
Then after the activities end, the people will leave as well.
如果教会是人在吸引人,
if in the church, it is through people attracting other people.
有一天你发现那个人不见了，被吸引的就不见了。
Then one day you see when the person disappears, the newcomer will also likely disappear.
或者说，那个人你看到他的缺点，你很失望，就不见了。
Or that person sees some fault in this person that they originally admired, now they will be stumbled and will leave.
那教会到底是什么在吸引人?
And so this church, for it to be attractive, what is the attracting force?
撒加利亚说，教会是神在吸引人。
Zechariah says, it is God who attracts and draws people to him.
特别就是我们教会。
And especially it's true in our church.
所以我们教会要改变体制，要改变到有神同在。 那 这个宣道小组，你很认真去做工，来了，他就会被吸引住。
And so this church must change our body and change it so that we can become attractive to others, so that when the evangelism team goes out to preach, they can bring people who can stick.
那这个体质如果没有改变，你很认真带来，吸不住。
If this body does not adapt and change, then when newcomers come, they would be unable to stay.
有时候融不进来，有时候融进来，他又跑掉了，因为 停不下来。
And so they're unable to join with the rest of the body, or sometimes they join temporarily and eventually they leave.
好，那要怎么来改变我们教会？
So how is it that we can transform or adapt our church?
使徒行传。
Let's look at Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
Chapter 1.
对，第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的42节。
Verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers.
这个四十二节在提到四件事情。
Verse 42 mentioned four things they did.
其实这四件事情就是扎根了。
And these four things is to the work of being rooted in faith.
那四十七节就是结果。
And verse 47 is the fruit of this rooting faith. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。哦，好，信这个宣道工作就一直在成长。
And so we can see the evangelism work is very fruitful and continues to prosper.
好，所以四十二节提四件事情。
So why are they able to prosper? Verse 42 says the four reasons.
第一个遵守使徒的教训。
Firstly, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
哦，就是用神的话来改变人的思想。
Which is to use the word of God to transform the mindset of people.
哦，他的价值观，他的人生理想。
Their value system, their ideals in life.
他的对错观念。
Their value of what is right and wrong.
那这个思想一改变哦，生活就会改变。
And once their value system changes, their lifestyle shall change.
哦，那这样啊，人来到教会，他觉得，哎，这个教会跟社会不太一样。
And then when newcomers come to our church, they'll see that the people in this church is different from the society.
教会其实是社会的一部分。
Even though a church is part of this community,
为什么？因为我们都是人啊。
Because we're all people.
但是如果教会跟社会一样，那我为什么要去教会？
Yet we're different from the society. If our church is the same as society, then why should I go to the church?
那我们来到教会，一定要觉得教会是不一样的。
So when we come to church, we must be able to find a different world, different place.
不一样不是指着外表啊，跪下来祷告啊，或者用灵言祷告这种不一样而已。
And our differences is not simply in our outward manifestations of praying in tongue when we kneel down to pray.
这个不一样，包括这个里面的人，他的思想、观念、生活，都是以圣经为主。
Differences also rely on our concepts, our values.Our perspectives of life that is all biblically based.
我们知道圣经没有一句话是不好的。
We know that in the Bible there's not that one word that is not good for us.
是全备的，是美善的。
For the word of God is perfect, complete, and useful for all.
它是智慧的泉源。
It is a source of all wisdom.
所以照着圣经来生活，这个人一定是好人。
And so if a person follows the teachings of the Bible, this person will be indeed a good person.
但是这需要很深入的去查考圣经。
But this requires an in-depth study and application of the Bible teaching.
有系统的查考圣经。
And a systematic way to study the Bible.
然后讨论怎么把它活在我们生活当中。
And then we must further discuss how we can apply these teachings to our lives today.
所以有时候我们看到信主几十年的，一开始讨论发现，哦，观念是这样。
And so sometimes we are amazed that even long-time believers, after 10-some years, their concepts have not yet changed.
他的价值观是这样，他的成功观念是这样。
Their value of life, their definition of success is so worldly.
我们发现跟世界没有不同。
And there is no difference with the people and the ways of this world.
所以第一个，要在至正的真道上造就自己。
So the first and most important thing is to build up ourselves in the most holy faith.
第二个要彼此交接。
Secondly, we must have fellowship.
如果英文来讲 fellowship, 再翻回来就是团契。
So fellowship is joining together.
我们常常把团契用错了。
A lot of times we fail in our definition of what is true fellowship.
以为办很多活动叫做团契。
There's a misconception that doing a lot of activities is having fellowship.
团契是什么？
But what is true fellowship?
是以神为中心的一种互相交流。
It is to have a God-centered focus, and based on that focus of God, we share our faith.
那活动是提供我们团契的机会。
Activities are to give us opportunities for us to share and exchange our experiences in faith.
活动不等于团契，活动本身不等于团契。
The activity itself does not equal fellowship.
所以你教会里面有爬山团契、乒乓团契、水饺团契，什么一大堆妇女团契，什么团契，怎么灵性不会进步呢？
And so you question, why is it in this church that has hiking fellowship, has sisters fellowship, has cooking fellowship, yet this church does not seem to grow whatsoever?
如果这一些活动含有团契的内容,
because if these activities really, truly achieve the purpose that they are meant to build for,
那一定会提升灵性,
then it will surely raise the faith of the believers and members.
所以教会要不要活动?
So the question will be, shall we have these activities and fellowships?
活动给我们机会,
of course, these activities give us a chance to build up our
each
other. And give us the opportunity to have true spiritual fellowship.
所以团契很重要。
And so spiritual fellowship is very important.
约翰一书里面在讲团契。
First John speaks of fellowship.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let's look at First John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第一节第二节,
verse 1 and 2, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that the eternal life which was with the Father was manifested to us.
这里说,
here speaks that which was from the beginning.
生命看不见,
we cannot see the word and we cannot see life.
但是为什么说你们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过？
Yet how is it that we are able to hear it, to see it, and to handle and look upon it?
就是通过耶稣成为人来地上。
And this is through the incarnation of Lord Jesus Christ manifesting in the flesh.
所以我们跟人在互动，当然要生活上的关心。啊，你最近身体好不好？工作好不好？家庭好不好？啊，有没有什么我们可以帮忙？这是需要的。
So in our exchange with the other members in the church, of course, we need to care about their life, asking them how their recent life is, how their life is, their job is, everything.
啊，但是到最后，每一件事情都会跟主耶稣连在一起。
But at the very end, our purpose is to redirect the discussion to be focused on Lord Jesus Christ.
工作其实也跟信仰有关系。
Actually, our jobs relate to our faith.
家庭当然跟信仰有关系。
Our family also relate to our faith.
所以团契就是我们对圣经的感受，我们对主耶稣的认识，我们在生活中对神恩典的体验。
And so what is it that we share? We share our inspirations from the Bible. We share our experiences with God. We share the grace that God has shown in our lives today.
那加上关心跟代祷。
And then we add on our care and attention and intercession for others.
那这个团契跟社交有什么不同？
And so what is the difference between fellowship and social gatherings?
团契是以神的爱为主。
Fellowship is focused on the love of God.
那神的爱是接纳的。
And the love of God is all accepting.
不分犹太人，不分希腊人，不分你是老板，不分你是雇员，不分是男的，不分是女的，全部都接纳。
Does not discriminate against any nationality, whether men, women, female, slave, master, and people of all nationalities, or Greek or Jew.
如果我们教会让一些慕道者来说，哎，我好像不是属这一个群体的，我们就有问题。
And if today a newcomer comes to our church and we make him feel like an outsider, we have failed.
不分犹太人，不分希腊人，不分种族跟文化，他来到这里都会让他感觉到他是被接纳的。
When they come, we should be able to let them feel that it doesn't matter if they're Greek or Jew or any nationality, we should make them feel welcome as if they're part of this family.
那这个叫做团契。
And this is called fellowship.
所以在教会里面，我们不强调特定的种族文化语言。
And therefore, in a church, we do not specifically emphasize on the importance of a particular culture or language.
更不谈政治。
And we furthermore do not discuss politics.
因为这是接纳的。
Because this is a place where we receive and accept others.
我们才可以看到不同的人来到这里，觉得很自然。
Then people from all various backgrounds should come here and feel at home.
但是如果我们这个一群人在一起，好像一般人说的，好像一个圈圈打不进去，这个本身已经有问题。
Another symptom that may be going astray is that if we have a clique, and this clique becomes so strong that no one else can enter into this clique anymore, then this is especially true in a large church that causes exclusivity.
甚至吃饭这个座位都是固定, 你不知道随便坐, 诶, 你怎么坐到他的座位?
And even places for seating during lunch will be set so that you cannot sit in people's lunch tables.
其实最好就是吃饭不要固定座位。
The best practice will be to not have any particular designated seats when we go to lunch.
今天你坐在A座, 下礼拜坐B座, 再下礼拜坐C座, 为什么?
So today you may sit at A table, next week B table, following week in the C table. Why is it that we need to constantly get moving?
教会是一个家庭啊。
Because the church is one large family.
既然家庭, 我们每一个人要互相交流。
If we are one family, we need to care and communicate, commune with all family members.
这样才是家庭。
And that is why it's called a big family of God.
所以这个团契就是接纳主的爱。
And so fellowship is to manifest the acceptance and the receiving of God's love.
那团契做得好, 教会很温暖。
If a fellowship is successful, then people shall feel warmth when they come to church.
团契做了好, 每个人可以fit in, 流失会减少。
And if fellowship is successful, everybody will fit in, and there will be very few loss.
所以牧养的基础是什么? 团契。
And so what is the foundation of pastoring work? It is fellowship.
把教会成弄成好像一个家庭。
So that the church can be a great big family.
所以这个大环境啊, 如果一直在改进, 我们就会牧道者可以停下来。
And so this environment, we have this capability to be able to continue to receive newcomers, and we should prosper in our evangelism work.
那第三个薄饼,
the third thing they did was to break bread.
那个薄饼就是指着半圣餐, 就是思念, 感念神的。
Breaking of bread is to remember the Lord's love, which is to conduct Holy Communion.
所以我们整个这个教会啊, 每个信徒要常常数算神的爱。
And so every one of us in this church, we should constantly count the blessings of God.
如果会感谢, 就不会埋怨。
If we can give thanks, then we shall not complain.
有时候我们常常想, 我们会, 为什么会埋怨? 啊, 我那个感谢的心没有了。 就会埋怨。
A lot of times, why do we complain? It's because we have lost the sense of gratefulness.
如果感谢神, 啊, 就我出埃及, 啊, 要带我到牛奶与蜜之地。
And so if we constantly am grateful to God that he has led us out of the land of slavery of Egypt and into the land of Canaan that we will go into, we'll constantly thank God.
我们就不会埋怨说, 啊, 这个旷野怎么天天在吃玛瑙。
And we will not complain, why are we always eating manna in this wilderness?
但是如果我们忘记了这个恩典,
but if we have forgotten how Lord Jesus has rescued us,
哇, 天天吃manna, 你就埋怨了,
then we will complain when we look at the manna every day.
如果会赞美,
once we can praise, then we can have joy.
天天唱诗赞美神, 我心里好喜乐。
Sing hymns every day, then we can be living a life full of joy.
所以信仰生活, 感谢跟赞美, 实在是很重要。
And therefore, in our spiritual lives every day, the essential components are praise and thankfulness.
那薄饼就是让我们常常感谢神。
And so what is breaking bread? It is for us to constantly be grateful and praise.
那最后就是祈祷。
God. And so finally is prayers.
这个宣道小组要跟职务会一起合作来提升教会基督身体的体质。
So this evangelism team shall work with the council to build up the functions of the body of Christ.
那这样牧道者才能停下来。
And that way the event, the truth seekers will be able to come into our fold.
好，那这个我们的宣道小组 到底要做什么?
So what is it that our evangelism team should do?
现在给大家头脑动动了哈。
So that's stir up our minds right now.
哪里可以找到撒网跟捕网?
Where can we see the mending of nets and the casting of nets?
找找看, 哪里可以找到撒网跟捕网? 对，马太第四章,
Matthew chapter 4.
我们看第18节,
verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
好，再看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20. They immediately left their nets and followed him.
21.
Verse 21. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, then John his brother, and both Zebedee their father mending their nets. He called them.
这里就看到哈，两个在撒网，两个在捕鱼。
We see two that are casting nets and two that are mending nets.
这两个哪一个比较重要？撒网比较重要还是捕网？
Which one is more important, casting the net or mending the nets?
王立兄，两个都重要。如果网破一个洞
，If a nets have a hole，
你看那个鱼进来很多，一网一收跑光了，一条也没有。
Even though we may cast many fish, but all of them will be lost.
但是你网捕得很好，你不撒网一条也没有。
But if the net is very mended strongly, but we don't cast the net, then there will be no fish either.
所以如果宣道小组要能够把宣道工作做好，第一个要捕网。
And therefore, for evangelism team to do work well, they need to first mend their nets.
捕什么网？
What do they mend?
当然第一个就是爱心的网。
Firstly, is the net of love.
没有爱，没有办法吸引人。
Without love, we cannot attract others.
所以我们到教会里来，第一个要让他感觉到，很多人欢迎他。
And so when newcomers come, they must be able to sense the love and warmth from the people of the church.
我们每个教会的每一个信徒，如果我们带不到慕道者，看到慕道者，一定要主动跟他打招呼。
If every one of our members are in the church, we feel that it is our duty to be able to receive newcomers whenever they come. That is something that is the least we can do.
这个是我们让他感觉到教会是有爱一个最开始的事情。
This is the most fundamental thing that we should do to let newcomers feel welcome.
那爱心会吸引人。
And for our love shall attract others to Christ.
这是第一个网。
And this is the first net.
那第二个网就是能力的网。
Second net is the net of ability.
就是神的能力。
Which is the power of God.
就是来这里他可以感觉到神的能力。
That when they come, they can experience the power of God.
所以我们看到有一些慕道者，他为什么停下来？其实他在其他教会也是基督徒。
And so why is it that some people they do not stay here? They do stay here is because even though they are Christians from other churches.
因为他得到圣灵。
But now they have received Holy Spirit here.
祷告有体验。
They have experienced in prayer here.
那这个就是能力的网。
And so this is the power of the net of power.
或者第三个就是同心的网。
And the third net is a net of unity.
这个宣道小组本身如果没有办法同心，就很难一起做工。
If the evangelism team has a hard time having a mind of unity, it will be very hard to work together.
所以这个宣道小组如果很同心，很有爱心，有神的能力。
So if this evangelism team is full of God's love, full of the power of God, and full of unity,
这个宣道小组就是有能力很有力量的小组。
Then this evangelism team shall become very powerful force.
然后我们照着计划去推动，我们就可以抓到鱼，在神的怜悯下就可以抓到。
And under the grace and mercy of God, we shall be able to pull in many fish.
如果这三个网破掉了，破了三个洞，一条都抓不到。
And if we have three nets.And these nets all have holes that we shall be unable to bring in any fish.
没有办法同心。
We cannot work in unity.
没有办法牺牲。
We cannot sacrifice ourselves.
人来没有办法感受神的能力跟恩典。
When people come, they cannot experience the power or blessing of God.
就很难抓到。
So it will be very difficult to have any newcomers that can come.
那我们要做工作这个 commitment 非常重要。
So,
我们对这个事情要有一个有一个中文怎么讲 ？commit 你下一个决心去做很重要。
So in the work of evangelism, it takes a hard commitment.
好，那 commitment 怎么知道我有没有 commitment？
So how do I know you have commitment and dedication to this evangelism work？
我们看创世纪二十六章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis 26.
二十五节。
Verse 25. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
这里讲以扫搬到别示巴做三件事情。
Here it says Esau moved to Beersheba and did three things.
第一个筑一座坛。
First, he built an altar,
这就是信仰生活。
Which is to build up his life of faith.
第二个支搭帐篷。
Secondly, he built a tent,
就是家庭生活。
Which is to have his family life.
第三个挖一口井。
Thirdly, is to dig a well,
就是当时牧羊的职业生活。
Which is to continue his career shepherding.
所以这个 commitment 就是说我们生活里面有拨一部分时间，我这个是要来侍奉神，要来做宣道的。
So what does it mean to have commitment? It is to apportion part of our time to dedicate it to evangelism work.
所以有时候就要重新调整我们的生活内容。
And that takes rebalancing of the work in our own families.
我接这个工作之前跟接这个工作之后，我对时间的安排运用有调整，这个就可以看出有 commitment。
And so if we are taking on a job responsibility and we consider our evangelism work and we try to balance the two and make time for both, then that is being considerate of our commitment in Christ to evangelism work.
主耶稣应许这个福音要传遍天下。
Lord Jesus has given us a great promise that this gospel shall be preached to the ends of this earth.
这个责任已经落在我们身上。
This commission has been given to us today.
这是恩典。
It is on our shoulders, yet it is a great blessing of God.
也是一种机会。
It is also an opportunity of God.
让我们大家用感谢的心来承担这个责任。
Let us all take on this opportunity with a grateful heart.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.